You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, July the 3rd. I'm Andy Holding, going to take a look at the action today at Limerick. We've got a 7-race card. The going officially at time of recording is good, good to firming places. And with no rain around, it should mean that there's perfect conditions for all the horses here this afternoon. The feature, of course, comes up in the 5 o'clock with the Galway Plate Trial. Very competitive handicap there, which we'll touch upon in a second. But we'll start with the first race, maiden hurdle over 2 miles. And the selection here is Hudson's Bay, who ran a really creditable race on his opening start over hurdles down in Gowran, when he was noted doing some really good late work in the final stages of that race to finish a never near a third behind Zafar Khand. Back in fourth was McBride, who was a disappointing favourite on that occasion. And that's probably one of the reasons why I want to take on Joseph O'Brien's charge on this occasion in favour of Hudson's Bay, because he didn't look the most straightforward under pressure, McBride, and I'm not sure that he's really enjoying not racing in his hood and tongue tie combination that he has done when he's been successful in the past. Hudson's Bay, of course, formerly a useful horse on the level with Jim Bolger, likes fast ground, and I think the conditions are ideal for him today to uphold that form with McBride and finally get his head in front over hurdles.
Race 2.
Decent little conditions hurdle here in waiting, and I'm a big fan of Gordon Elliott's Isabella Liberty, as you can see by her form figures being a model of consistency throughout the summer jumping period. She's won a couple of races at Sligo and Ballinrobe, and although she got beat last time out at Wexford, that was over fences and it was up against a horse who clocked a very, very fast time, so I certainly wouldn't hold that against her. I've just left the impression on the last two runs as well that tactically, she hasn't been ridden to best effect. And also, those really sharp tracks at Wexford and Ballinrobe really haven't played into her strengths. I think today's more galloping nature of the course will help her get into her stride, because she does take a while just to hit top gear. And with Jack Kennedy in the plate, I'd expect Gordon Elliott's Isabella Liberty to run an absolutely huge race here this afternoon.
Race number 3.
Again, another competitive race in the offing. I think I'd probably put up a couple against the field here. Two horses that have run well at the track, I think that's always vitally important when you're looking at racing here today at Limerick. And Courageous Cry and the Mad Well are the two that stand out here for me. First of all, Timothy Dawes' Courageous Cry. He was noted doing some good late work in a decent race at Gowran the other day, which comes out really well in the figures. And he might have finished a little bit closer than he did in the end, but for a bad mistake at the last and for his pilot to almost lose equilibrium. He actually lost his irons on that occasion. So that was a decent effort by Martin Burke to stay in the plate and to see this horse out for third. He's previously gone really well at this track before, and I just think he's running himself into a decent bit of form as well. So hopefully return here to his favourite track and stepping up in trip will suit Courageous Cry. And the Mad Well, he doesn't really need too many introductions. He absolutely adores it here at Limerick. This is very much his favourite track. And he comes here off the back of a winning Sligo in the middle part of May as well, when he started him very strongly in the latter stages. He pretty much goes on any ground. He's a very commendable horse, and he's about as reliable as a Swiss clock. So the Mad Well, he's another one to consider in that 320.
Race 4.
Moving over to the larger obstacles now and onto the Novices Chase at the 350. This brings together a decent bunch of horses, but the one I really like here is a horse called Duckweed from the Jessinger Harrington stable. Previous course winner at the track, so obviously that should stand him in good stead. And he's been politely straight to a decent standard so far over fences. Good win, first time off the shelf down in Downraw, when he stayed on very powerfully in the latter stages, having put a good round of jumping. And then he finished third in what undoubtedly was the best novice chase running Ireland so far this season, when he finished a creditable third behind Gordon Elliott's top-class hurdler, Tiger Roll, who's made a smooth transition to the larger obstacles. Vallesa Monturga was second, very good mare trained by Willie Mullins, gives that race a good solid look to it. And although he got beat 8 lengths in the end, it certainly wasn't a bad effort. He certainly comes out really well on the figures. So despite the lurking presence of Vediteria in this race, I'm very keen on Jessica Harrington's Duckweed to return to winning ways.
Race 5.
One of the big races of the day for me anyway, personally. And I've got a really strong inclination here that the Herd's Garden is going to make up for what turned into a bit of a disaster for him last time out down in Down Royal, when he was a strongly backed favourite, only to make a very bad mistake at the six. He did really well to get back in the race, having forfeited around about 10-15 lengths, to only just get beat in the end by Boet Sublime. It was a bit of an agony to watch that horse almost get back up from disaster. But unfortunately, we had to settle for second place. He was also in the runner-up berth the time before in a decent race down in Kilbeggan on the figures. And all in all, he's beginning to put together a decent portfolio of the larger obstacles. Although he's only won one in 22, I certainly think he's got plenty of ability, certainly enough to figure in a race of this nature. And despite the plan man being an obvious choice for many from the Gordon Elliott stable, I'd expect Noel Meads, the Herd's Garden, to give him all the trouble he can count on in that particular race.
Race number 6.
This, of course, is the Galway Plate Trial. And it goes without saying that Joseph O'Brien's made a spectacular start to his training career on the flat and over the larger obstacles. And King Lion made a winning reappearance the other day in spectacular fashion for Joseph when he made virtually all the running down in Ballinrobe, jumping really well and seeing off Stabber companion Carriganog. The pair were well clear. It was a decent time. And all his best forms on good ground as well, so the underfoot conditions this afternoon should be ideal. Barry Geraghty takes the ride as well. That's another major, major positive. It's hard to see King Lion not running well in the Galway Plate Trial, the 5 o'clock.
And the final race.
Last but not least is what looks a decent bumper for the concluding race for the mares. And the one to concentrate on here for me is Inchiquin High from the Paul Keighley stable. This horse has been plying its trade in point to points and has made a really decent fist of it when she's come under rules. She finished second first time up down in Wexford on really heavy ground. And then on a much quicker terrain, she ran just as well at Tremor the other day, staying on very strongly in the latter stages to almost get the better of the very strongly fancied Toast from the Willie Mullins stable. The pair of them were well clear on that occasion, so I think that form is pretty decent. And back in the field, ran about 7th or 8th that day, was a horse called Kelesi. If you look at one of the form lines involving one of the other major market rivals, Robin Bell, you'll see that horse finished second to Kelesi on her latest start at Clonmel. So strictly on the line through that runner, Inchiquin High looks very much the one to be with here, obviously notwithstanding that there's a decent chance that Blue opponent from the Willie Mullins stable could be quite useful. I certainly think the step up to 2.5 miles will suit Inchiquin High. As I said, she's a former point-to-point winner. So plenty in her favour here this afternoon.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
OK, that's it. Just to finalise the selections. In the 2.15, Hudson's Bay makes the most appeal to get the better of McBride. One of my strongest bets on the card would be in the 2.45, where Isabella Liberty is expected to continue her good run. My two against the field in the 3.20 are Courageous Cry and The Mad Well. Duckweed gets a confident vote in the 3.50, following his good third in an excellent novice's chase behind Tiger Roll last time out. And up on the card is the Herd's Garden, who almost turned certain defeat into victory last time out at Down Royal. Hopefully compensation awaits for him. In the 5 o'clock, look no further than King Lion here to provide Joseph O'Brien yet another winner. And in the final race, Inchiquin High did absolutely nothing wrong against a very good mare of Willie Mullins' last time out. Hopefully she can put a one in front of that two which she gained last time out. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll catch you for all the action later on this week.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.